Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Broadcasting from the Talk 1370 studios, you're listening to Financial Wise with your host, Suzette Blackburn.
Main Street Lending. Hear the inside scoop with James Klingman of Vista Bank.
As a fiduciary, Blackburn is required to work in your best interest, helping you to own retirement in today's economy. So stay tuned as Financial Wise brings you an informative approach to your retirement each and every week. And now, your host, Suzette Blackburn.
Welcome to Financial Wise Radio. I'm Suzette Blackburn, owner of Capstar Financial, and I've got a great guest today. Last week, we had Vista Bank. James Klingman, Senior Vice President, is with me again today. How are you doing today?
Good, Suzette. Thank you again for having me on the show. Really appreciate the time and being here with you.
Well, I want to give you a little background of Vista Bank. They were established in 1912. They operate 15 locations throughout West Texas, Austin, Dallas, Fort Worth, with asset growth. Am I reading this right? 450% growth in the last decade. So Vista really broke into the top 100 Texas banks with asset size in 2018. But it's a 108-year-old history of entrepreneurs banking for entrepreneurs. That's a mouthful. But Vista operates more like a startup than a traditional bank. I love that. Yeah. So, you know, let's talk about this. You were able to handle the PPP. You were one of only a few dozen banks that were able to do this in the community bank space. And you guys stayed up round the clock. If you want to go back and listen to that radio show, it's pretty powerful. The stories of helping Austin businesses and Texas businesses all over. But tell me, when this rolled out, what happened?
Well, you hit it on the head a little earlier, Suzette, when you mentioned that big ocean liner sitting in the port and you know, the community banks were that little speedboat doing circles around them. And what I mean by that is that we had the resources internally. Our leader, John Steinmetz, seen, you know, our duty to go out and help these small businesses. And he knew, based upon our current size, that we were going to be able to do that not only quick but efficiently. And when I say we paused everything and rounded up all of our internal resources, which are people, people like myself that worked around the clock to make this program happen for small business. We pivoted from what we were doing and we put all hands on deck approach to getting this program off and running. And me, along with my countless colleagues here in the bank, we were up all hours of the night ensuring the success of this program.
Well, it's... You know, there's a lot of things coming from Washington that sounds, you know, they sound like garbage programs, but this is not one of them. This is one that is actually helpful to the small businesses, but it's got to be executed by people like you. You've got to be able to roll that out and make it available to the small business where it makes sense. You know, last week we talked about the payroll protection plan. If you don't do that right, it's not a forgivable loan, right?
Correct.
So, you know, we've got to know when we're writing loans for small businesses that you've got a partner, you've got a connection, you've got somebody that can handhold you through this process, because we're dealing with the Treasury. So tell me a little bit about, you know, how you're able to really hold a business owner's hand through a process like this.
We really want to be an advocate for small business to help get the answers they're looking for, Suzette. If your listeners can go to vistabank.com, that's vistabank.com, and take a look at our COVID-19 Resource Center. We have a plethora of information available to not only our clients, but folks out there looking for answers. There's some information regarding the Main Street Lending Program. There's a really good FAQ that's listed out there. I encourage your listeners to go take a look at that to see if this program is a fit for them. There are also quite a bit of information on there related to the upcoming PPP forgiveness and how to apply for that forgiveness application. So whether or not you are a current PPP client of Vista Bank, I do encourage you to go out and take a look at that, because it can provide some insight for you as you're prepping for the PPP forgiveness applications.
You know, a lot of the experts that we talk to for economic news and economic data say that, you know, we have kind of a Nike swoosh experience with this COVID, where the market went down in 23 days, 34%. And then we've got this slow growth that's happening, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, but a lot of volatility. And that's just the stock market. The actual economy is a whole different thing than the market, the stock market. And so with the growth, the fact that you guys stepped up, you gave up your lives to make this successful, to make small businesses have money available to them. Is that right?
Yes, we did. We worked all around the night, mornings, noons, afternoons, whatever you can imagine. And we're no different. There's a lot of community banks that stepped up, and what a great opportunity for us to shine in this moment.
So how many participants are there right now in this Main Street Lending Program?
Well, as of last week and the research that we compiled, I believe there are 24 participants signed up into the program, and to which of their current activity in that, I can't really speak to. And so it's limited out there right now as more and more banks get familiar with the program and look to sign up.
You know, you've been featured in quite a few publications. CNBC featured you, Wall Street Journal, Forbes, and several Texas news outlets, including you were invited. John Steinmetz was invited to a roundtable in Washington recently. Tell me about that.
Yeah, he was. We have a phenomenal leader in Mr. Steinmetz. He really has seized the opportunity for the bank, driven by his passion for helping small business. He was recently, as mentioned on your last show, up in Washington meeting with Treasury Mnuchin as well as Senator Cruz, you know, advocating on behalf of community banks around Texas. And we're amazing to have him as a leader.
That's unbelievable. So I want to read this Dallas Morning News front page article. This little soundbite is perfect. Your family-owned, century-old Vista Bank weathered Texas devastating dust bowls, endures a couple world wars, survives the bank-busting Great Recession, and now, as a highly contagious virus infects the global economy, the 15-location community bank is taking on one of the biggest business loan programs ever launched in the U.S. I love that. You know, it really says a lot, because, you know, being that speedboat that's going around the big, big ocean liners and making sure that you communicate to the people that you're lending money to, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, what are the sizes of some of these loans and what does it look like for a small business? Are these big companies? Are you just handling the big companies?
No, we're looked at, especially with our performance on the PPP program. You can see that our lowest loan that we provided and approved was $92. Our average loan size, as you said, over, you know, just north of 1,500 applications, was somewhere in the range of around $150,000. So we are truly helping small businesses restart that engine and getting back to work.
I love it. I love it. Well, if you're listening today, I want you to reach out to Vista Bank. It's a great partner for us, and I want to introduce it to you because, you know, we're all about the connection with the person. We're moving so far away from connection. We're doing everything online and everything on our phones. I want a relationship person where I can pick up the phone and talk to somebody. If I don't know an answer, I want a person, not an app. And so that's one of the things that's been real helpful with Vista Bank is they are right there on Jefferson Street in Austin. Their phone number is 512-575-4800. You can reach vistabank.com for frequently questions on their website. And they've got that really intuitive. So you can ask the questions that you need. Look there. Make a phone call. Get in touch with James. 512-575-4800. And remember, some of you are financial wise and the rest are otherwise. I'm Suzette Blackburn. Remember when your toughest decision was which of your favorite restaurants you were going to go to that evening? Wow, have times changed. Now you're looking at your retirement options. If only you knew if it was going to work out. Well, maybe it's time to take that buyout. I wonder if it's time to take the pension or maybe the lump sum. Is it still going to be there? I'm worried about my portfolio, but I haven't even heard from my advisor. What should I do with my 401k now that I've been laid off? Well, hey, this is Suzette Blackburn with Capstar Financial. We do Financial Wise Radio, and I want you to call me. We can have a second opinion with your portfolio to put together a true retirement plan. We're a phone call away. Just call me at 512-215-9030. That's contacting me at capstarfinancial.com or call me at 512-215-9030.
Capstar Financial Services, LLC is a registered investment advisor.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to Financial Wise with your host, Suzette Blackburn.
Welcome back to Financial Wise. Listen, this is Suzette Blackburn, owner of Capstar Financial. We've been doing this show for, gosh, over 8 years. And I have on my show with me today a guest, James Klingman, Senior Vice President of Lending at Vista Bank here in Austin. Right now, we've got this Main Street lending program. As a business owner, and the ones that are listening, you're a business owner driving down the road listening to the show, I want you to know that Vista Bank is a connection that you need to have. They are a community bank. They have a team of bankers that are very nimble. They can pivot for you, and they can give you answers that you wouldn't possibly get from a big bank. I call them the big box banks, okay? You guys gave up your lives to really stop everything to make sure that the small business was able to operate, right?
Yeah, we did. I'm very proud of our team here in Austin as well as bank-wide. A lot of folks gave up countless hours of their time being spent with their families and their children to really dedicate this time to take it upon themselves to get these customers approved and get the necessary funding out to those businesses. And Suzette, let me tell you, it wasn't just for small businesses. We were one of the only banks to really tackle the self-employed individual. So a lot of those folks that were self-employed, 1099 employees, you have a lot that are your clients and listeners on the show. They had difficulty with other institutions that may have been participating in the program. But I would say we successfully helped those customers out, helped those people out, provide an additional paycheck for them.
Well, here at Financial Wise Radio, we talk about succession planning. And so, you know, we're a retirement-focused firm, and I'm talking about income planning, tax planning. I'm talking about which account to withdraw from when. But those of you that own businesses, you need a succession plan in order to transfer the wealth that you've built over your life with your business to either a family member or a key employee. How do you do that if you don't have some cash available to, you know, take care of those needs on that, right?
Yeah.
So I know we talked offline a little bit about using banking to be able to do succession planning. Talk to the listener a little bit about that.
Yeah, for sure. And succession planning is always a major key to our small business owners and in the group. And again, I tout Vista Bank's history of entrepreneurs banking entrepreneurs. We are constantly giving advice or working with our clients on succession planning for their small businesses, whether that be in a form of credit, kind of who they're looking at handing those keys off to when it's time for them to ride off into the sunset. And again, with the Main Street Lending Program, how businesses can potentially lever that during this time of uncertainty. So I encourage all of your listeners to definitely visit our website at vistabank.com. There's a plethora of resources there to get yourself familiar with the Main Street Lending Program to see if it's a fit for you. There's a really good FAQ on there that gives the ins and outs of the program, along with a plethora of resources with regard to the PPP and the upcoming loan forgiveness on that program.
So if you would like to talk to them at Vista Bank, the number is 512-575-4800. That's 512-575-4800. We will be doing some things with this bank to introduce income planning, tax planning, which account when, building the financial house, and we will include them in our classes. As you know, we've done Retirement Elevated at Concordia for many, many years. And with that, you need a good banking partner in your life during retirement, or if you're within 5 years of retirement or retired now, this is something that I really want you to reach out to us at 512-215-9030. And also the banking partner we're introducing you to, Vista Bank, at 512-575-4800. Reach out to them, especially on this Main Street Lending Program. You know, one thing that I realized, James, was this is a finite amount of money that's out there for the small business. And to be able to borrow on that, they need to act quickly. And they also need to be sure that they understand the partnership they have with the Treasury Department, right? And so with that, you've got to have somebody that's going to hold your hand through this loan program. You guys are staying up, you know, all hours of the night to make sure that you understand it so you can explain it to the small business. Would that be true?
Yes, ma'am.
So tell me more about that kind of program where you guys, is it a different type of a loan than the PPP?
It's a little bit different of a loan than the PPP. This is more of a traditional type credit. And again, I just encourage your listeners, it's quite lengthy to get into that. And so what I'd like to do is, again, encourage your listeners to go take a look at our website. We provide a great amount of information on that particular program. Again, there's only You know, as of last week's research, 24 banks participating in this program. It's quite complex, so I do encourage your listeners to go on there, take a look at the FAQ. It's about 42 pages of great reading to definitely see if this is a fit for your small business.
All right. And listen, stay tuned. We're going to talk further about this Main Street Lending Program and also how you can get in touch with James at 512-575-4800. And remember, some of you are financial wise and the rest are otherwise. I'm Suzette Blackburn. Remember when your toughest decision was which of your favorite restaurants you were going to go to that evening? Wow, have times changed. Now you're looking at your retirement options. If only you knew if it was going to work out. Well, maybe it's time to take that buyout. I wonder if it's time to take the pension or maybe the lump sum. Is it still going to be there? I'm worried about my portfolio, but I haven't even heard from my advisor. What should I do with my 401k now that I've been laid off? Well, hey, this is Suzette Blackburn with Capstar Financial. We do Financial Wise Radio, and I want you to call me. We can have a second opinion with your portfolio to put together a true retirement plan. We're a phone call away. Just call me at 512-215-9030. That's contacting me at capstarfinancial.com or call me at 512-215-9030.
Capstar Financial Services, LLC, is a registered investment advisor.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Financial Wise with your host, Suzette Blackburn.
Welcome back to Financial Wise. It's Suzette Blackburn, owner of Capstar Financial. We are a local fiduciary firm. And what fiduciary means to you is that we will act in your best interest always. As a fiduciary, I want to bring good content to you as a Financial Wise listener so that you can make good decisions to protect your family. I've got a guest with me, James Klingman. He's a lender, senior vice president at Vista Bank. They were instrumental in Texas as a community bank to do the PPP loan. As you know, that was rolled out to protect the employer and the employee from getting laid off during this horrible pandemic. But then they rolled out the Main Street Lending Program, and this bank literally shut down and really began to pivot and be nimble to help the small business. They're an entrepreneur's bank helping entrepreneurs. It's really a powerful story. And James, I want you to speak to really, you know, your team here in Austin, because you guys are having to go through the minefield of this Treasury Department real live loan. This isn't a forgiveness program. This is a loan that's underwritten. You fill out a full-on application, and you've got a lot of details that you need to go to the website, VistaBank.com, to find out about. But tell me how you guys are connecting with the small businesses here locally in Austin.
Yeah, and I appreciate, again, you having us on the show, Suzette. We really appreciate the spotlight. When I came across Vista Bank, you know, look, I came from the big commercial banking sector. That's kind of where I grew. I grew up and made my bones in that. And really, the uniqueness around community banking and that relationship that you have with those clients is really where it was tugging at my heart to come be a part of. My partner Brian, who's the Austin market president here, me and him combined to bring Vista Bank into the market in 2017. We come from very, very humble beginnings. Look at us as like a startup, right? You met me on the front porch of Vista Bank over on Jefferson Street. We are in 800 square feet, a little historic townhouse. And we are there with five of our employees, soon to be six, with our new one coming to join us next week. But Cynthia, Megan, Daniel, myself, and Brian really looked at this opportunity for us to really brand ourselves in the market. We were able to do that. I think we did a good job doing that on the PPP program. We were able to execute on that program when other banks or clients were having difficulty with their current banking institution. That has led into some pretty good growth for us here in Austin. You know, I can sit back and think about so many stories that we had from the customers that we helped from PPP, from personalized notes left in our Dropbox on how we help them retain and get that paycheck over to their employees. They cared more about that than, frankly, them staying in business. And that's something where, you know, being a community banker in this community, you just really take a lot of pride in doing, Suzette. We have countless stories like that from the Tamale House through our customers dropping notes in the Dropbox. It's just really remarkable on what this program was able to do and how many lives it touched.
I love that. You know, I'm looking at the tragedy. According to the Independent Restaurant Coalition, 85% of independent restaurants may go out of business by the end of 2020. Independent restaurants comprise 70% of all of our restaurants. We got to go back and start eating out, right? We rely heavily on the dine-in revenue. And right now they're doing this whole, you know, go pick up food, and they can't survive. They can't survive. So this loan that you're doing for the Main Street Lending Program is key. If a business owner is like me, I'm not going to make a decision unless I truly understand what I'm doing. We are all about the teaching platform here at Capstar Financial for retirement, of making sure people are informed, educated, so they can make good decisions to help their families. You're doing that same thing with the boots on the ground for the small business. It's a connection. And you know, everything in banking is tended to go more cold, more computer-based, more, you know, figure it out on your own. And what I love about Vista Bank, and the reason why you've had the growth that you've had, is that I can pick up the phone and have a conversation with a human being at Vista Bank. So I want you, the listener, I want you to call them at 512-575-4800 and go to vistabank.com, make that connection, find out more about what is a banking relationship with a community bank. A community bank is one that we equated it in the last segment of, if you think of a big box bank, like a big behemoth sitting in the harbor, this is a speedboat. This is a speedboat, literally running around that big behemoth charter. You know, it's just, you're not the same. You're not the same at all. Just like Capstar Financial is not the same. I want to give people that personal touch. I want them to know that we are holding their hand through the accumulation phase of money, making a living, growing a business, making sure they've got risk capital in the right places. And then you move to the protection part of life, which is retirement, the succession of going from making a living to now we're making a life. We're literally making a life for ourselves. But you've got to do that in a very calculated way, or you can make some serious mistakes.
Those waters are choppy right now, Suzette, and we are here specifically for our community partners to help navigate those waters.
Yes.
And I encourage, again, your listeners to go to our website at vistabank.com. We have a plethora of resources out there to kind of help answer some of these questions. We are rooted in West Texas, and we are the epitome of a community bank. And I'm very, very proud to be a part of this organization, and I'm proud of what we're doing to help our small business clients.
Call James Klingman at Vista Bank. His main phone number is 512-575-4800. They're on Jefferson Street. They're local here in Austin. VistaBank.com, you can reach out. And remember, we're here for you at Financial Wise Radio, Capstar Financial, 512-215-9030. Mention us when you call Vista Bank. I want them to know that my radio listeners, the smart ones that are on the radio listening channel, they really want a nimble bank. They want a community bank they can partner with. So call them at 512-575-4800. And remember, some of you are financial wise, and the rest are otherwise. I'm Suzette Blackburn.
Investment advisory services offered through Capstar Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Capstar Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Individuals are advised to consult with their own CPA and or attorney regarding all tax and legal matters. Capstar Financial has no affiliation with the news agencies mentioned here. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Opinions expressed are solely those of Capstar Financial and its staff. All topics covered are believed to be from reliable sources. However, Capstar Financial makes no representations as to its accuracy or completeness. Topics should be discussed with your individual advisor prior to implementation. Capstar Financial LLC and Capstar Insurance Company are separate companies.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.